From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, in a televised address Sunday, made no mention of resignation even after his ruling ZANU-PF party removed him as party leader.
Whatever the pros and cons of the way they went about registering those concerns, I, as the president of Zimbabwe and as their commander-in-chief, do acknowledge the issues they have drawn my attention to.
The 93-year-old Mr. Mugabe, who has led the country since 1980, insists the events of the past week were not a challenge to his authority and vowed to preside over Congress next month. People like citizen Nyasha were surprised.
I was expecting his resignation, and I expect him, I would be happy for him, despite everything that he has done, to leave with dignity and to just walk away. The generals would have let him walk away peacefully and with his dignity, but he refused to do that.
The ruling party Sunday had given Mr. Mugabe until noon Monday to step down or face impeachment. The party's central committee has named sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa as his replacement. The political crisis began Wednesday with a military takeover. An international fleet of ships and planes is fighting high winds and waves, searching for a missing Argentine submarine with a crew of 44. An apparent distress call raised hope the crew is alive, although pinpointing the vessel's location remains elusive. Argentine naval spokesman Gabriel Galeazzi said the search effort has been trebled with 11 surface ships and 10 aircraft from 7 countries. The last regular communication with the ARA San Juan was early Wednesday, when the German-built diesel-electric submarine disappeared some 400 kilometers off Argentina's coast. This is VOA News.